This is Stavinston.
Alright everybody, we are back. You are listening or watching Davinsden. Thank you for hanging out with me, Joe, and Pip. A lot of good topics in that last segment. Now we will do some scamming. Scammers last week was a very...
Before we do, I just took a break and looked at Facebook really quick. We were talking about Jimmy Failla.
Yeah.
It looks like, I read it briefly, it looks like he is contention or will be replacing Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, so he's going to be a douchebag and not so funny. Okay, that's a shame.
That's
a shame. So there actually would have been somebody entertaining, and now we're just going to get a blowhard. Okay. That's the problem. That's what makes like a Bill Maher or a Jon Stewart so special, that they will take on their own fucking team. You know, they will, especially Bill Maher. Like, they will, like you know they're liberal, but they'll take on the liberals when they do stupid shit, which I appreciate, which makes their comedy and opinion have more to me. I wish a right-wing comic, you know, would sink his fangs into the liberals, but sometimes call bullshit on their own side. They won't do it. I mean, you got fucking Marjorie Greene and Matt Gaetz running around doing a fucking tour together. You can't find fucking comedy in that? You're not looking. All right. Let's do. We weren't supposed to talk about that, Joe. We were doing scamming scammers. You fucked things up.
Oh, I just made a little thing.
You made a little thing. You did make a little thing. A little thing that you might be flinging around later on if you have a couple more drinks in you.
On my way.
So when we last left off with our hero, Fake Davin, and his girlfriend, Caroline, Fake Davin had confronted... Caroline on Hangouts that she was never in this hospital in England, that it was complete full of shit, and that he went there to visit her. At which point, Pip pointed out that we might have a new Caroline because everything ended with okay, which is a little tell that we had not seen before. So we thought we might have our third Caroline. Meanwhile, bitchy Caroline, who I called out on Hangouts, seems to have migrated to Instagram. So that Caroline is over there now, but we can't find sweet Caroline. So we have at least three Caroline and one asshole driving them nuts. So we will continue with that. We will pick up on February 7th on Instagram. Now, remember, also, yeah. So Caroline says, I never said so. Why do you always want me to feel bad? What was this about? I don't know what this is about. Why do you always want me to feel bad? Most times when we talk, is it because I love you? Did I do any crime in loving you? I told you that my phone is bad. You haven't even asked if I've gotten a new one or how I'm managing to talk to you. And you are talking about a video call and a bad phone comment. It's not fair. All right, so...
Oops, Fake Davin is not being attentive enough.
Well,
when they're up to their ass and they have no defense, what they'll do is they'll go on the offense and start pushing it on you. We've seen it all the time.
Sure.
Yep.
It's what people who can't argue do. So I say, was it fair to have me fly across the ocean in panic? Was it fair to find out that you were not sick? Was it fair that you sent me to a mental health facility? Was it fair to learn after all these months of our professions of love to hear you were testing me? Carolyn, was any of that fair to the man you say you love? So yes, in the wake of all that, I need to look into your eyes. You have a work phone you can use. You told me as much. So there's no need for me to ask. You have crushed me. I only wanted you to love me. I thought you did. Now I don't know if you ever did. Is that fair? Ha ha!
Yeah, indeed. How could you push back on this?
Well,
remember, I'm just a boy standing in front of a scammer asking her to love me.
Right. So if you got to defend yourself and you, the way you defend yourself was pushing back, boy, oh boy, you got your work cut out for you.
Well, I did not get a response on that date. I tried to call her on Hangouts.
Bullshit.
I tried to call her on Hangouts. She did not pick up. On February 8th on Hangouts, I said, "Hello, beautiful." She did not respond. They're recalibrating. On February 8th on Instagram, she said, "Really? Oh, I see." I go, "You understand what I'm saying?" She goes, "I don't understand you." "Of course not. You're not reading both fucking platforms. You're very bad at this."
Because if you read the other platform, you discover that you're fucked.
Yeah. Fuck alert. Fuck alert.
Things are good here.
You really can't step away from the work desk. Shit happens when you leave.
Yeah, right?
She goes, "I don't understand you." I go, "I'll make it simple. I love you. You hurt me. I don't know why you would do that to me. I don't know how this gets fixed." Now, by the way, after all this, only a fucking schmuck would still be entertaining this girl.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Obviously, we have another agenda. But in real life, yeah, it's time to get to stepping.
Right.
She goes, "You're trying to gamble with me, right? You're not a serious person. You told me lies and expect me to believe them." I gotta feel that we have a different I don't know which Carolyn we have here, but this one...
Yeah, because for the simple reason... I'm sorry to interrupt, but for the simple reason she said, "You're not a serious person." "I flew to England. I was looking for a hospital. Yeah. I didn't find you. I flew home." Pretty fucking serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm like fucking serious like a surgery for laryngitis. That's how fucking serious I am.
Yeah, and I was concerned that you were in a hospital for laryngitis.
Lisa says, "I can't quit you."
I can't.
No, you can't.
I can't.
It's easy to quit that fucking school.
Funny.
Right.
I go, "I've told you no lies. You lied to me." She goes, "What do you take me for? A scammer, stupid. I take you for a scammer and not a very good one."
What do you take me for? Oh, I got a list.
She goes, "What do you take me for?" I go, "You admitted as much." She goes, "A fool?" I go, "It's like you're two people." I go, "Why are you trying to destroy me?" She goes, "You were never in the UK. I swear with my late dad's grave. So stop bringing up those issues of me disappointing you. Blah, 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 and shit." Well, this seems like the bitchy one, but... So they're back.
Yeah.
So their defense is that I'm full of shit, knowing that they're full of shit, but they can't know I'm full of shit because they were so full of shit.
And they don't know you're full of shit.
They're betting I'm full of shit, and they're right, I am full of shit, but they don't know why I'm full of shit.
If there was a redneck here, he'd swing all that shit around and try to hit a cop with it.
I'll tell you what, there'd be so much shit swinging, you'd have to hit a cop or three.
Oh my God, but what, I mean, the nerve of this person saying, "You're full of it, you never came to the UK." This is true, but how do you know?
Yeah, how do you know? Because if you really knew what I was about, this conversation would be over.
Because you know why they're saying that? You got to try something, and if out of any something, I think this would be the one you would have to go with.
Yeah, no, so fair enough.
What do you? Oh, yeah, well, the hospital closed and I moved. I'm sorry. When you come back, you can stay at my house. What are you going to say? You got to, you know, especially, you know, and they probably asked for a little help. Hey, can you come to table 4? Yeah, listen, here's the deal. Tell them that you're lying. All right, you think, yeah, all right, you're lying. You're full of shit. You know, they had to call a lifeline on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. She goes, "What do you take me for?" I go, "You admit it." She goes, "A fool?" I go, "It's like you're two people. Why did you try to destroy me?" She goes, "You were never in the UK." Yeah, we did all that. I go, "I was there. Then you admitted you were testing me." So I have the benefit of knowing exactly what's been said on every platform. Apparently, right. They do not.
So they realize that on both platforms, correct?
Yeah, they're not on just one platform. They go back and forth. It's just hard to figure out who the hell I'm talking to.
All right.
Yeah.
I go, "I was there, and then you admitted you were testing me." I go, "I swear on Michael's life." That's my brother, by the way. I swear on Michael's life, I was there. I called you. It went down just as I said it would. Just like I was in the Bahamas and invited you, and just like you said you would come, and then you did not.
Yeah. She's got a history of this.
She goes, "How do you expect me to believe that?" I don't know. But she doesn't understand that she said that the other Caroline had said she was testing me. I think that was the okay Caroline. I think okay Caroline said she was testing me.
But you want to know something? They're full of shit. And you're calling them on the carpet, yet they've got you baffled.
Well, I'm not baffled.
But still, it's like you said, how could they say that? For the simple fact that they're saying that, and you're supposedly having them on the ropes, it's kind of interesting.
All right. So I go, how do you, she goes, how do you expect me to believe that? And I say, hit the music, it's time to play Interrogate the Scammer.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Devin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
All right, so I said, because I've never lied to you, because since last summer I've been devoted to you, because I'm the one who is ready to video chat anytime, and oh yeah, because you told me you were testing me, and you could search your own words if that escapes your mind. How am I supposed to believe you? Listen, if I'm nothing more than a game to you, just tell me as much. If this is a game, you got me. Ha ha ha! Carolyn Smart, Davin Dumb, you win! If you love me, then stop hurting me! I did that for you to show me how much you love me, okay? You wrote that on Thursday. I wanted you to show interest in me. You wrote that on Thursday. I taught you were not going to come, so I left. You wrote that on Thursday.
Wait, you wrote it on Thursday.
I'm sorry, baby. I went on a business trip, okay? You wrote that on Thursday.
Dear God.
And that was February 8th. We don't hear words for a while. February 10th on Instagram. I go, hey. She goes, hey. I go, how are you? I got to keep this shit going so I can't play hurt for too long. She goes, better. I go, I'm glad. She goes, same here. I go, I miss the way we were. I hate when we fight. She goes, okay.
Okay.
Well, she won't. Actually wrote KK. I go, do you...
marriage.
What? I go, do you still love me? Oh, boy. Because she didn't respond. I go, oh, boy. Well, that's just hanging out there. She didn't respond.
Wow, that's hurtful.
It most certainly is. On that same day, I try to call her in Hangouts, and she does not pick up. She has left the platform, it would appear, at least temporarily.
Who needs that shit? Yeah.
She goes, February 11th. On Instagram, she responds, yeah, I do, but give me more reasons to love you more. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
No. I mean...
Yeah, I can, for the simple reason is that they deal with people that are lonely, that are looking for companionship, that will bypass a lot of stuff to get that companionship. And that's a pat answer that they give after all of that. Granted, though, if you're talking to somebody that did go to England and then found a hospital that wasn't there, and, you know, it's kind of like a lost cause, but still, they're not that bright, so they're going to try to take that tack regardless.
So she wants more reasons. So I say, what do I say? I go, how can I do that? I am flawed. You are flawed. I love you even with those flaws. All I can do is promise to be the best version of me. I'd like to think the best version of me has you standing by my side. Now, real, I should be fucking out of here after all this nonsense.
No, I'm sorry, Dad. That was you that wrote that, right?
That was me to her, because I want to keep this going. Joe, I just want it to work.
She is. All right.
Joe, I just want it to work between me and Caroline's. That's all I'm looking for.
You see, this is his version of, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please.
Right. And there's two sides of the coin. Now, let's look at it from our end. We're just trying to keep the fucking segment going.
Yep.
From her end, right. From the standpoint of Darren's end, we're trying to keep the fucking segment going. From her end, she's going, this guy can't be this stupid or gullible. So it's kind of opening the door to more fun and antics that he might try to pull.
Well, From her end, they assume I'm stupid and gullible. That's the whole premise of this shit.
But that's what I'm saying. So the propensity for a lot more nonsense to crop up is certainly there.
We can only hope, yeah. Joe. She goes, yes, of course, but you do have to learn the trust principle. Can you imagine? I fly across to England. She was completely full of shit. She said she was testing me, and now she's telling me I have to trust her. The fucking balls.
Yes, yes, because there's an iTunes card at the back of this. And she's buttering you up for the iTunes card, and there has to be a matter of trust that I need an iTunes card because I need to get a new phone or whatever you could come up with saying that you'll get her a job, you'll find this. No, I need the iTunes card. You have to trust me. So you're like a piece of bread, man, and she's putting Mazzola all over you.
Mazzola? Mazzola? I've never been so insulted. How dare you compare me to Mazzola?
Yeah, really. And Mazzola? Dude. Use real butter. Oh, my God. Mazzola. I hope not. That's terrible.
Mazzola.
It's like that thing. What's the thing? It's like not butter or whatever.
I can't believe it's not butter. I'll tell you what, Joe.
For the new product, fuck you, margarine.
fuck you, margarine.
You, margarine. Great. Fuck you, margarine. Yes, fuck you, margarine.
We're doing a segment right now. It's I can't believe it's not scammer.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's scammer.
Oh, it is.
So I go, if we go down this road, we will argue. Do you really want to do that again? She goes, yeah, and this time around, it may not end well. That's by the way, though. So what are you getting me via Valentine's Day? It's just 3 days away.
Oh, wait a minute. Which one of you is asking that?
She is. Wow. I just flew across the fucking ocean, you dopey bitch, you. What are you getting me for Valentine's Day?
My God, a slap in the head.
I might want a card.
So what do you think I say to that?
You gotta find her a job.
Well, she's got one.
I don't know what you say to that. What did you say?
I said, I guess my heart. Is that not what you had in mind, LOL?
No, it's not. I want jewelry.
How do you think she responded to that?
You don't trust to love me.
Yeah, you don't love me enough. You have to prove your love to me.
She goes, look at you. Listen to yourself. How do you sound? Since we knew each other, have you ever sent me a present? Not even a wristwatch. Yet you keep complaining. We got the twat.
Oh, boy, howdy.
We got twatty, Caroline.
You got to applaud the ball. Oh. You got to applaud the ball.
Twat alert. Twat alert.
You got to... Got a worthy opponent.
Look at yourself.
Yes.
Going on and how you flew across the ocean and I wasn't there, calling me on my bullshit. Have you heard yourself, man? Where's my gift?
You son of a bitch. I can't help the hospital's not there or never was. That I didn't tell you to get on the fucking plane.
Well, she did. She actually did.
I can't believe that myself now. Yeah, you gotta get
it. But I don't believe you were really there. Prove it to me.
I go, did I complain? She goes, see, some of the things I ask of you is just for love's sake. I go, why are you attacking me? I'm befuddled. Why are you attacking me? You're the one on retreat, you dope. She goes, I can afford every single of it. I just need that sense of belonging. So if I look at the present or put it on, the first thing that comes to my mind is you. Really? Is that so? How about the fucking airfare, stupid? I can send you a copy of the ticket. I really can't, but, you know.
No. I fucking hope you ask.
So I go, you know, I did offer you a trip to the Bahamas, so it's not like I've not tried.
nice. Touche.
True.
Nice, my friend. Touche.
And she said, mwah. You got the oldies but goodies. You keep referencing on the past. So...
Oh man! That's in the play. That's on page 32 of the playbook. That old gag.
That old gag. I go.
Real.
I go. You just referenced the past. I go. I don't even have your address. She goes. This is a new year. We've talked about that over and over again. I go. Yes, but you said all this time we have known each. I go. Yes, but we said all this time we've known each other. She goes, as if you did ask my address. I go, Caroline Christ, I feel like you're trying to tear me to shreds. Everything I say is wrong. She goes, oh no, calm down.
Wow.
She told you you gotta relax. That's hysterical.
There I go, getting all hysterical, flying off the handle, being like such a woman.
I told you you gotta fucking relax. That's hysterical.
I know, it's so fucking rude. And a surefire way to set somebody off.
Sure.
When they're mad and you're going, calm down.
I gotta give them. You ever see like a criminal and they get done horrible things and they get hauled into court and they're just as horrible in court as they are? And you go, you gotta hand it to them. They don't back down. They're a fucking prick no matter where they are. They're going on. And you gotta hand it to them. I mean, they ain't backing down. You know, you call me on the carpet, fuck you. I'll stick my fangs into you on the carpet as I will, you know, when we're trying to be nice.
I was literally just thinking about that because I was watching a program and, you know, the police come and, you know, ask questions. And, you know, some people are like, oh, come in, sit down. What can I do for you? What's going on? And some people are like, yeah, what's it to you? What do you want? I don't got to let you in here. And I'm like, holy crap.
They're behind the eight ball. They're on the carpet. And they don't give a shit. And they'll fight right back. They don't care.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on right now. They on the carpet.
Yes.
They don't give a shit. You know, they'll stick their fangs right back when they should be on the, you know, the defensive. They don't give a shit. They'll stick their fangs right back in. Kind of
yeah.
In the volley that we're having with them right now, yeah.
I go, I am calm. I'm not mad. She goes, okay, better. I go, look, I love you, but you're not easy, LOL. She goes, I do love you, but most times you accelerate from 0 to 100. But it's cool, though. I'm trying to get used to you, though. I go, that is just in text. I assure you, if we spoke, you would not hear hostility. Just love. And maybe frustration on KB. Occasion. And maybe a bit horny too, LOL. She goes, bad boy. I have changed the topic. We have gotten off the presence, at least temporarily. So we once again moved away from her getting shit.
Nice.
She goes, bad boy. I go, nah, I've been faithful to you. I'm a good boy with a touch of freak in me. And then I give her the tongue emoji. She goes, I know so, baby. So what are you getting me, baby? Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch!
Damn! one track mind.
I go,
You know what? She's like a lead in a Judas Priest song. There's no break before the lead. They just go right into it. It's like, she doesn't even stop. Okay, you listen to a Judas Priest song. There's no. KK goes right in, right after Halpert. You know, it's like, same thing here. You know, it's like, okay, all right, what are you getting me?
Full speed ahead.
So I go, I'd prefer to give you something in person. Are you still coming to the West Coast with me? She goes, you're too miserly. Why? See, she's not playing this right.
No.
Because
no, she's not. That'll drive you away and she'll get nothing.
Which is ultimately what always happens now, isn't it?
You just invited her to go to the West Coast and you're being too miserly.
I know. And we've talked about going to the West Coast. She goes,
excuse me. We shared a room in Flint, Michigan. I wouldn't have mind going to the Flint.
Yeah. You didn't drink the water, did you?
No.
She goes,
good boy.
She goes, you're too miserly. Why? I go, oh my God. She goes, end of discussion. Don't involve God in this. I go, I never said I won't buy you stuff. What's your address? Why can't God be involved? She goes.
Meanwhile, God's like, whoa.
Leave me out of this. I'm working on a flood over here. I can't be bothered with this trivial nonsense.
Yeah.
She goes, you take my love for granted, and I see you're not serious about it. So my Valentine gift has to be till we meet. Sounds strange and laughable. My ex never told me all these stories. Uh-oh, the ex. She's comparing me to the ex.
Wow.
I said, Carolyn, don't bring exes into this. If you want your ex, go get him. I don't give a shit.
Wow.
I go, you know what? I'll just fucking tell you. Your Valentine's Day gift was going to be a 2.25 princess cut engagement ring. That's what I wanted to do. But you just keep on picking at me and making me feel like shit. That's why I wanted to give it to you in person.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's quite a carrot. Well, it's 2.5 carats to dangle.
Yeah, not exactly a $600 watch, but very fancy.
So what do you think she says?
I think she says that she wants something now.
Or that you can't buy her love with, you can't simply buy her love with a jewelry like that.
No, I think her love's for sale, Joe.
Gift card, which is more responsive.
She smiles. She goes, yeah, a ring is cool, but it's preferable facially. So send something else. You know, I'll get the ring, but you should send something now. You fucking twat, Caroline.
A ring is cool, but send me something else?
Wow.
You're supposed to be, oh, no. Oh, honey, no. No.
No.
You got to remember, boys and girls, she's not looking for romance. She's looking for a gift card. You know, I think that if she did get the ring and you did send it to her and she tried to sell it, she'd probably club her like a baby seal on the way to the fucking pawn shop. But with the iTunes card, you know, it's probably a lot, you know, no muss, no fuss.
So Joe's position is she's not looking for romance. She's looking for finance. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I go, that is your reaction to me intending to propose? She goes, I know you love me, and I love you too. So ring is special. I go, it was an engagement ring. Marriage. I was going to get on bended knee and propose, Carolyn. And you're like, and you were like, no. Can you send me something else? And you bring up your exes. Maybe you're not over him. She goes, never said no. I said it's cool. Please don't misquote me. I'll tell you what. There's nothing more romantic than when you propose to the woman that you love and she looks in your eyes and goes, it's cool. There's nothing more special than that.
All right, so let's stop for a moment. We're laughing. See, I'm laughing, you're laughing, we're laughing. People in the chat are laughing and stuff like that. Because it's funny, because this whole thing is a goof. We're setting them up. Let's go back to if this was a real-life situation. It would be devastating.
Yep.
Devastating. Now, the person would be in love to offer a ring and say, no, why don't you send me something else? That ring is something special to give somebody. And they just threw it back in their face. So, you know, like I said, I always like to call back the human element and to go back on the purpose of what we do to show how bad these scammers are and how devastating these scammers are. I mean, we have to make it entertaining. We're comics. It's a comedy show. But just that whole segment right there, that could have somebody kill themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is really devastating.
So I said, I just wanted to propose and give you a beautiful ring and start our lives together. And she said,
yeah.
She says, okay, till then. I go, you wear me out, LOL. She goes, how? I go, well, it isn't in the bedroom, LOL. She smiles. She goes, in spite of the ring, what next? So I write, I drink heavily, so at least I'm sedated while you wear me out, LOL. She goes, okay, bye, I'm busy now.
You know what? At least the watch I gave that person enjoyed it. I got it in the return, but at least they enjoyed it.
That's just, I mean, first of all, as a scammer, that's a terrible way to play it. You know, if you're trying to run a love scam on somebody and they hand you their love, you don't throw it away with, meh. I mean, that's nice, but what else you got? I mean,
might show they're inexperienced. If we're under the conclusion that there might be a third scammer in there, they might be new and don't have any sense of nuance yet.
Well, not to defend Caroline's, but we've been at this since the end of July. We're now in mid-February. Their patience might be running out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're still going for that gift card. Now, like I said, you professed your love. You professed your love to her about 10 minutes ago. You offered her a ring. So the fact that you're doing this means that you're not really going anywhere.
Correct.
And a prospect. And if you're doing sales, I mean, you've done sales, Davin. You have people that you feel that might bite, and you call them every once in so often to see where they are, and you know that at the end might be a sale. You know, I mean, I had when I was a buyer, I had a customer call, you know, a vendor call me 3 or 4 times. I was making up my mind. I said, yeah, it looks pretty good. And at the end of the day, I handed them a $7,000 order. So, you know,
yes.
it's sales. So if she feels that, you know, that there could be the payoff with the card at the end of the tunnel, they're going to stick around.
So she goes, okay, bye, I'm busy now. I go, it was a joke. Are you mad? She goes, nope, talk to you later. I go, all right, babe, you're a handful, but hopefully you are my handful. And that's a good place to end it on this evening. So.
Wow. Whoever this is or how many of them there are, they got some big balls.
Yeah. They're not.
They have some big, but I'm sorry, they have some big balls. Granted, that is correct. However, he's turning around back to them in facing those big balls and saying, I love you. I still want to be with you. I want to offer you a trip to the West Coast. So he's playing into their big balls. Now, obviously, it's to keep the segment going. But, you know, at the that gift card is dangling like a carrot, and they know it. And they know it, and they don't want jewelry. They want that gift card. That's the goal, to get the gift card. And they still feel there is an opportunity with him, with still professing his love to them, that gift card can be obtained. So I think we have a little bit more to go on the segment.
She is a twat.
Oh, yeah.
She is a twat. All right. Let's let's thank Sensei Russ for his continued support.
Yes,
thank
Russ,
you, Russ.
Thank you so much, pal.
Thank you, Russ.
Laugh at Home Comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it's one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you with your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home via Zoom technology, so it's nice and safe. We don't have to come in your house. Good times. LaughAtHomeComedy.com or call us 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you this week?
Yeah, this Friday, May 14th, I will be at Broadway Comedy Club at the 10 o'clock show in the Red Room. Go to BroadwayComedy.com and check out that thing and get a reservation there. Also, Saturday, I'll be with my friend Greg Vaccarella. We will be in the outdoor pavilion or patio, as we say, at Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown. Go to Govs.com for tickets and information.
This Friday, May 14th, my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. I will be in
Hamburg. Happy birthday, Mr. Rosenblatt.
Thank you. I will be in Hamburg, New Jersey at the Crystal Spring Resort. For tickets, call 844-845-9697. I will have all sorts of new jokes for you, all sorts of laughs. And I'll be looking at a house, so I can tell you all about that too. So check that out. Check that out. We'll be back next week. We'll do this again. Thank you guys for listening or watching and hanging out with us. Hopefully next week Pip will make it in. Hopefully she won't be sick, but it's Pip. You never know. And hopefully in 2-3 weeks we will get a cameo from Joe too, and the whole gang will be here. It'll feel like 2019 all over again. The good old days before the COVID-19. So, all right.
Crazy.
Have a nice week, everybody. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.